I'm Hayden Savage for the Ecom News Network ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Friday, July 23rd. Troop G of the Missouri State Highway Patrol is reporting an accident from Thursday morning. According to MSHP, 90-year-old Carlton Holmberg of West Plains was driving northbound on U.S. Highway 63, 4 miles south of West Plains around 5 a.m. when his 2019 Lexus SUV drove off the roadway and struck multiple trees. Holmberg was taken by ambulance to Ozarks Healthcare for treatment of his moderate injuries. A man from Salem, Arkansas was arrested after he allegedly stole more than $7,000 in ATM transactions. According to officials, 50-year-old Lonnie Strasser turned himself into authorities and was later released on a $10,000 bond. Baxter County officials were notified on June 4th that a wallet had been lost or stolen from the victim. The victim said that his wallet had been missing since May 29th. He also said that his ATM card had the PIN written on the back of it and that there had been multiple withdrawals from an ATM. Law enforcement sorted through ATM camera footage and identified Strasser as the suspect. The Community Blood Center of the Ozarks is declaring an emergency appeal for all blood types. ECNN spoke to the director of CBCO, Chris Pilgrim, about the need.
Our blood supplies just continue to be hampered by the COVID pandemic ongoing. Now it's flaring up again in places, and we're just seeing a negative effect on blood drives and blood donors not being able to turn out in the numbers that we had hoped they would whenever we put these drives. So you combine that with hospital usage, which is the highest it's been in the last several years, and we continue to be really challenged when it comes to meeting area blood needs.
If you recently received the COVID-19 vaccine, does this mean you can still give blood?
If you have been vaccinated for COVID-19, you are immediately eligible to continue to give blood. There's no restrictions on that besides the basics, and one of those is you need to be feeling well and healthy at the time of your donation. So if you've had the COVID vaccine, you're still good to go, and we would still love to have you give the gift of life.
Pilgrim tells me that if you want to give blood and need to see a drive around your area, visit their website, cbco.org. With an influx of patients due to the rise in the Delta variant and other medical emergencies, blood use has increased significantly. In the press release, CBCO says that there is less than a one-day supply available. They serve a large portion of Arkansas and Missouri, providing blood to 44 health providers across the state. The Fulton County Fair will be taking place this Saturday, July 24th, and will run through July 31st. Due to an uptick in COVID-19 cases across the area, including in Fulton County, fair officials made the call to cancel Senior Night and Veterans Night at the Fulton County Fair. Veterans Day was scheduled for the 28th, and Senior Day was scheduled for the 29th. Officials with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services report 2,418 new cases of COVID-19 on Thursday across the state. 8 more Missourians have died due to COVID-19. Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced yesterday that he would be routing more supplies and other medical personnel to Springfield, Missouri in the light of the rise in COVID-19 cases. The Arkansas Department of Health says that the state added 1,860 new cases across the state. According to the report, 2 more people were placed on ventilators and an additional person was hospitalized. 15 more Arkansans died yesterday due to COVID-19. Health officials across both Arkansas and Missouri still say the vaccine is the best way to fight the virus. If you're interested in receiving your vaccination, call your local county health unit or pharmacy. Yesterday, the Arkansas Department of Health reported that 2 children have now died due to COVID-19 in 2021. There was no insight into how old the children were or any underlying health conditions of the children. According to Arkansas Children's Hospital officials, there are 11 children currently being treated in their hospital for COVID-19, and, quote, half of those are critically ill, end quote. A report yesterday said the Children's Hospital will be requiring all employees to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Officials from the hospital said all new hires after August 16th will be required to receive the vaccine. Ozarka College took a hit in attendance numbers in 2020 due to the coronavirus pandemic, but now they're looking to bounce back in the fall semester. Ozarka College's James Spurlock and Marcus Orff joined the Redbone Show on Thursday morning to tell us more about some programs they're adding to course offerings this year.
We have a new technical center there at Ash Flat, which is going to serve the whole Spring River, Southern Missouri area. We've got an automotive program going right now. We're about to start a precision machining program, which Marcus will talk about a little more later, and then we'll bring welding on in the spring semester. And so we're really moving forward with a lot of exciting programs, a lot of things that are going to get people trained in a limited amount of time and get out there into the workforce and get a job.
Orff tells us more about the programs that he will be offering from the Carpenter Technical Center.
So automotive service technology, I believe, has been going on at Ozarka for 30 some odd years now. Mm-hmm. We have it at our Melbourne location. Obviously, it's been going there from the beginning, but we've actually split that, and so we've got it there and at the Ash Flat Technical Center as well. And along with that, we are offering a new program that's kind of embedded in that, and it'll be diesel technology. And the two gentlemen that are instructors over that, actually one of them, or actually both of them, are Ozarka graduates, and they went out and worked in the field for local dealerships and then came back to us, thankfully. And so I feel like we've got a great knowledge base in that area as well.
If you're interested in more information about Ozarka College or the Carpenter Technical Center, you can contact the admissions office at 870-368-2300. I'm Hayden Savage for the Ecom News Network, ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, smart speakers, and more. We're everywhere you need us. Remember, consider carefully the recommendations for the COVID-19 vaccine. Think about you and others. At eCommunications, we care.